able to at least get 15 minutes of the Word of God.
Amen. So thank you guys for your encouraging words there. And we encourage our listeners to share those with your friends on Facebook, because that way the Word of God gets out further, further, further. That's what it's all about. And that, just please do that. And so if you want to catch up with some of these, we've done in a year, I would have guessed, I'm just guessing, we've probably done about 45 mm-hmm. or so or more. I don't know. There's a lot of them out there. So find them. And yes, they usually relate to what we're teaching right now. And this right now is a series on peace. Station ID, we got to do that right this moment. And here we go. All right. So welcome back to the second hour of Living the Good Life right here from TantalkNetwork.com. And if there are shows you've missed, you can get, there's two ways to find old shows, from this show or our Thursday night show, which Betty mentioned the Thursday night show, and then I'll tell them how to find these shows. The Go Yard show on Thursday night at 6:06 p.m.
Oh, Go Yard is a life coaching show featured by our resident mental health counselor, PhD, Dr. Angel Falzoni.
Amen.
And Pastor Marcia McAllister, alias Mama Mac.
Yes.
Bat. They take the field, and, you know, Go Yard means to hit a home run.
Right.
And it starts with our life challenges. So far as abuse, setting boundaries, those are just a few of the items that you have talked about. Parenting, things that give us, you know, daily coaching ideas on how to deal with these things that we have to deal with on a daily basis.
You know,
and
go ahead.
They're awesome. They give us insight on how to deal with the things that maybe we don't know how to deal with personally.
Absolutely. And, you know, yes, our resident expert, Dr. Angel, with her PhD and licensed mental health counselor, gives us that wisdom that so many people want to go to a counselor to find. Free counseling for you on Thursday nights at 6:06 p.m. We started 2 weeks ago a new series, How Does Your Past Affect Your Present? And we've gotten into some really nitty-gritty stuff there. If you want to follow up on those two shows you've missed in that series so far, go to TantalkNetwork.com, go to podcasts, and go to Go Yard, and they're right there. And the same with these shows that you've missed, TantalkNetwork.com, podcasts, Living the Good Life. So a good way to get the word in you, and our Thursday night show to get some great life coaching tips that will help you in your daily walk and your life. The Go Yard show is really common counseling. I don't know. What would you call it, PJ? What would you call it? It's insights. I mean, on how to live better.
Life coaching.
Yeah.
That term can mean so many different things, but it is. It's insight into healthier living.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Yeah.
Healthier living. So, yes, go and catch those shows. We're in this series, Rest in Peace. And so in the first hour, we were identifying the problem that so many of us tend to get off into agitation and anxiety and restlessness and chaos in our lives. And that is not what God intended for us to do. He intended us to learn how to live in peace. And Jesus himself identifies some areas in our lives where we need to be very careful. We're going to Luke 12 in just a moment. But before we get there, we're going to do this Casting Crowns song. It's one of my favorites. And I say that by a lot of songs, but this one, It truly, truly is, and I don't play it that often. It's an older song, Voice of Truth, but it says exactly what we need to hear right now.
Oh, what I would do to have the kind of faith it takes to climb out of this boat and then onto the crashing waves. To step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown, where Jesus is and he's holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I've tried before and failed. The waves, they keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win. You never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. Oh, what I would do to have the kind of strength it takes to stand before a giant with just a sling and a stone, surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out my name and he laughs at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time and time again, boy, you'll never win. You'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth.
Amen.
Says do not be afraid.
Aha.
And the voice of truth. Says
the voice of truth is God's voice in our lives. All those other voices must take a back seat to the voice of truth, which is the word of God. Talk to us about that, Pastor Jim, as we go on in Luke 12 here for a moment.
I like that song.
I do too.
Well, and it hit me. You know, of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. It's a choice. Yeah, the worry, the all that stuff. It's not as powerful as we make it out to be.
What, all that stuff that hassles us?
Yeah, because I
mean,
why
do you say it's not that powerful?
Well, it's like the devil.
Yeah.
You know, he
toothless.
Is like a roaring lion.
Like
he's
a roaring
not
lion.
A roaring lion.
No.
Peter says he's like a roaring lion.
Right.
And it's he uses all those things.
Right.
And we give them so much more power. We talked briefly about words before, and I've been reading in Proverbs just this past week. I read Proverbs 18, life and death are in
yes,
the power of
power
the tongue.
Of the tongue.
What we say.
Yeah.
Is going to have a great effect on what we do and what we believe about ourselves. That's why if we're going to, you know, if you can't say anything nice about somebody, come speak the word, you know, that kind of thing.
True.
You know, if so many people have issues with saying nice things or whatever, well, and it's not easy because it goes against the grain of what we've always done. We've always, I mean, it's our fallen human nature to want to retaliate verbally, physically, when we're hurt, when somebody hurts us. When we don't have what we think we should have, we worry, we fret,
right.
We fuss.
Yeah.
And that's just part of our fallen human nature.
It
and
is.
God says, don't do that.
Don't do that.
The word says this, You know, Jesus says in, well, we talked about verse 25, which of you by worrying can add an hour to your lifespan?
Exactly.
Which of you can do this?
Right.
He goes on to talk about the, you know, and if you're not even able to do this very little thing, why are you so worried about the rest?
That's exactly right.
Consider the lilies of the field. They don't, basically, he's saying they don't do a thing, and yet even Solomon, when he was wearing his finest robes, doesn't look as good as this flower.
That's pretty cool,
and,
isn't it?
Yeah, and then he says, and if this is how God clothes the grass, which is in the field today and is tomorrow thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you?
Amen.
Oh, you of little faith.
Amen.
You know, God is concerned about the flowers in the field.
Yes.
How much more then is he concerned about us?
Amen.
Much more.
Much more. Good points. Betty, talk to us about this. Talk to us, Betty, about starting with about verse 29. What I'm trying to do here is to get you to relax, Jesus says. So you want to talk about that? You can read a couple verses there and talk about it.
Yeah, it says, and do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it. For the pagan, now this is NIV, for the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows what you need.
Right.
But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. And one of the things about that scripture is that sometimes we, in our daily life, we listen to the world above what God has for us.
We do.
What God's trying to tell us. And you say, well, God doesn't talk to me. Well, yes, he probably trying, but you just aren't listening. Because he has such a gentle, sweet voice that comes across as peaceful, non-judgmental. He comes to us to give us wisdom.
Right.
He comes to give us direction.
Yes.
And that's the thing that we have to know, is that when we get into those predicaments, is seek first his kingdom.
Right.
And that means the word of God. You can get that through, you know, maybe, you know, a person of pastoral, like you, Pastor Jim, or someone, even a friend, who will tell you, read to you. There's Bible apps that can get the word of God down
yes,
in you.
Yes.
But again, we have to seek him first. And then, and that's the key, and then all of these things will be added unto you. And it's so amazing how we don't seek God's kingdom first. Sometimes Pastor Jim and Pastor Marcia, it's the last thing we do.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, PJ. And then we're going to Isaiah 55, everybody.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's absolutely right. Again, I mean, you think, I mean, I've been a Christian, 44 years. You'd think I'd know better by now, but there are still times when something happens and my first impulse is to worry. I mean,
right.
I start worrying.
That's human nature.
And you just have to stop.
You have to stop.
Like in the song, I will choose to listen and believe the word of truth. That's a choice. I can choose to worry and just watch things spiral out of control, or I can choose to get into the word, to do what I know I need to do, to give it to God and get past it.
And didn't Jesus say that God is not a liar? He's not like people. Okay, God doesn't lie. He, in fact, in John chapter 8, Jesus identifies who the chief liar in charge is. And he says it's the devil. He says the devil is the liar and father of lies. I think in John 8:44 is where that is, where he's talking and he says, you know what? You got to be careful who you listen to. And we're saying today, dear listeners, we need to be much more careful about what we take in. If you are taking in all this negative stuff, if you are taking in the cares of the world, and if the news bothers you, then try to do less of the news and more of the word of God. Yes. If that is bothering you and you can't just objectively listen and then just not worry. But if it's cause for worrying and fussing and causing all kinds of stress in your life, then learn to filter out those things that are causing you that stress and that worry. Talk to us, Betty. We're going to Isaiah 55, verse 6.
Well, one of the things we used to teach in children's church is junk in, junk out.
Uh-huh.
And what goes in comes out.
Right.
What, you know, it's just like with what we eat. Well, what we listen to has a direct effect
yes.
on how we react. So if you're listening to, you know, whiny Wanda, and all she's telling you is, you know, this is that, most likely it's untrue. And that's where the voice of truth, which is the word of God, should tell you that's not really the way things are.
Right.
And that's what causes us junk in, junk out, is that the things that we intake, the
yes.
things that we inhale,
right.
the things that we listen to, is if you're listening to the Word of God and that's all you listen to, and you're not watching, you know, things that can be detrimental to your well-being, is that's what's going to happen, is you're going to reap what you sow.
We can get so obsessed with a video game, let's say, or whatever it is in your life. We can get so obsessed with that we just don't carve out the time for the Word of God that we need to do, and we're not seeking God. I like Isaiah 55:6, and it says this in the Message Bible: seek God while he's here to be found. Pray to him while he's close at hand. Let the wicked abandon their way of life, and the evil their way of thinking. In other words, you know, we can get led down a path of wickedness and evil so easy just by what we entertain on a daily basis and the stuff that fills our mind. If porn is a problem for you, well, it should be a problem for you. I mean, get rid of it. Quit doing it. Quit listening to it. Quit looking it up on the internet, whatever the case may be. Or if you're one of those that just loves gruesome, bloody movies, and then you go to sleep and you wake up and you're seeing bloody movies in your mind, don't do it. It's like that old thing of, you know, if it hurts your hand every time you hit your thumb with a hammer, put the hammer down.
Have somebody else do your nailing, that's for sure.
I mean, seriously. I mean, Betty, talk to us about this, because we do this to ourselves so much, is what I'm trying to say. We get into these habits that are not good for us. They're evil. They are wicked. Some of these things that happen that we fill our hearts and our minds with, and our eyes see things we should not see. Betty?
Yep. And can you hear me?
Yeah, I didn't mean you, Betty. I just say it in general.
No, but you know, it's that, you know, that song about be careful little eyes what
yes.
you see.
Yes.
Be careful little ears what you hear.
That's right.
And
for the Father up above is looking down in love.
Be careful little eyes what you see.
So true.
But
Sunday school 101.
It comes down to choice. Is that we have a choice.
Yes.
We can watch something on TBN.
Right.
Versus the, I don't know, HBO, Showtime. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with those. But you have to be careful what your spirit digests. And if you're watching, like, I mean, I'm in total agreement with you. Sometimes watching video games that they have their intention is to keep you mesmerized.
Oh yeah,
but would you rather be mesmerized by the Word of God, something that teaches you life, you know, life lessons? It teaches you love. It teaches you how to live your life versus the life choices that you make on your own.
Right.
Is I would rather have God-given wisdom living inside of me than to listen to the world. Now, I used to be of this world, and I wasn't really that bad, but there was still sin in my life, and there's still sin in my life today. But I chose to follow Christ.
Right.
I chose to be a warrior for him.
Right.
I want to be the person that God wants me to be. I want to be his eyes. I want to be his hands. I want to have his heart for people and for bringing people to Christ. And that's where, I guess I can say, Pastor Jim and Pastor Marcia, that's where my love lies.
Oh, yeah.
It's with Jesus Christ. And yes, there are things that I battle daily. There is no way in God's green earth I will ever be perfect. There was only one perfect being that walked the face of this earth, and that was our Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to be more like
him. Amen.
I want to be able to love the people who persecute me. I need to give them, you know, if people are hungry, I need to feed them. If they're thirsty, I give them something to drink. That's what Christ wants us to do.
Yes.
He wants us to love one another. He wants us to quit being judgmental.
Right.
He wants us to quit the hate, the anger that we have against our fellow
That's
man.
Right.
Just because they don't think the way that we think, it throws in a, you know, throw in the towel, you know. They're a Republican or they're a Democrat. Who cares?
Right, who cares?
Jesus told us to love one another. And if we can't love, then what are we?
That's exactly right. And in speaking about this, it is so important to realize that our wisdom must come from the Word of God. That's why we played that song, Word of God Speak. That's why we played Voice of Truth. That's why we played that first song today, The Word is Alive, because audience, we are not sitting here week after week just spouting off stuff and having a nice chat. This is about pointing people to the truth of the Word of God. That's what it's all about, Pastor Jim.
Amen. Amen. Well,
and his promises are true. Go ahead.
Well, we sang that Chris Tomlin song this morning.
I'm getting ready to play it, so
of
you
course.
Can go give an, right. an intro to it and explain why
yes,
I said
and
that.
Amen. And it is based on 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. All the promises of God in Christ are yes, to which we add the amen.
Right.
You know, because
our listeners.
Because when Jesus died on the cross and was resurrected and ascended into heaven, all those promises in the Word became a yes in Jesus. He bought those promises for us.
Amen.
And we can add the amen,
yes.
which means so be it.
So be it.
We can. God gives you a promise. You can say, amen, in Jesus Christ, I have that.
And how do we get those promises? We have to spend time in the Word. We have to spend time listening to the teaching, good teaching. We have to get those promises down on the inside of us. One that's been rolling around in me just the last couple of days again is Ephesians 3:20, okay? And it says that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think according to his riches and glory, all that. I just mixed two verses together right there. Do you have it? Ephesians 3:20? And we know that God...
Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly,
yes.
more than we could ask or imagine,
think. Yeah.
to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus now and forever.
Amen. So God is able to meet your needs more above and beyond. Above and beyond. Anything you could ask or think. And these are promises that we get down on the inside of us when we thirst for the Word of God, when we need the Word. I need the Word every day. I need it every day. I need water every day. Don't you all need water? I got to confess, I need Diet Coke every day. I really do need at least one, sometimes more than one Diet Coke every day. And I can tell in the morning if I haven't had a Diet Coke, I start to get a headache.
Oh, and do any of us need coffee first thing in the morning?
That would not be me, but it is you.
It is definitely me.
And it is Betty. No, it's not Betty, is it?
Oh, yuck, no.
All right, we're not going to make...
No coffee for me because I'm already short enough, remember?
Oh, that's right. You're already short enough. We don't shrink you anymore. But you know what? I need the Word. Even if it's a song on my CD as I'm driving to an appointment or whatever it might be. I need it. I need the Word of God. I've got to have it. Got to have it. And sometimes I think I have to have chocolate, you know, like on a daily basis. And I just read on Facebook that chocolate's really good for you. So I guess now I'm going to have it more because I know it's good for me now.
And of course,
yeah,
we believe everything we read on Facebook.
Absolutely. Therefore, chocolate, here I come, you know. But, you know, regardless of our craziness today, the bottom line truth is this. We need the Word of God, PJ.
So many people are willing to believe what they see on Facebook mm-hmm. without questioning
right.
it. I mean, talk about fake news. And yet they won't crack open a Bible.
I know,
but it's
true.
What the Bible says. And that, it's like, yeah, you look at things going on in the world. And yes, it's worrisome. There's a lot of scary stuff going on. But if you get in the Word, you don't have to worry about it.
Exactly.
It's all spelled out in here.
Right.
And we know, I've read the last chapter.
Right.
I know what's going to happen.
Right.
And like that song we played earlier, I'm not going to worry, not going to fret. Jesus is in heaven building
my mansion,
a place for me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to come back when he's good and ready and take me there. Whatever happens here, whatever craziness happens here doesn't matter a whit.
Right.
When you put it into an eternal perspective.
But it's perspective. I was thinking that word just then when you were talking. It's perspective. It's what we put our trust in.
Yes.
Okay? So we're going to go to Isaiah 55:11 in a moment. But before that, we're going to hit this song. And for me, it's probably the fifth time I've heard it today alone. And that's pretty cool. Yes and Amen by Chris Tomlin.
Every curse, blessed Redeemer.
confidence is your faithfulness. I will rest in your promises. My confidence is your faithfulness. And I will rest in your promises. My confidence is your faithfulness.
We so have to do that again next week.
We do. We do. It's just like, what does that do for you, Pastor Jim? Talk to me about it.
I'm sure you saw me in here singing. I was trying to do karaoke rather than sing so I wouldn't be all over my mic. But I love that song. I was just thinking as we were singing it, it's a shame because, you know, if you listen to Christian radio, which I do all the time, they hit, you know, certain songs off of each album. And, you know I have this album downloaded, but I just never have taken
it. It's number 9 on that album.
I've never taken the time to listen.
To really listen to it.
It's like, what an incredible song.
So true. Faithful are you.
Yeah.
So faithful. Isaiah 55, verse 8. God says to us, I don't think the way you think. True. The way you work isn't the way I work. True. God's decree, for as the sky soars high above earth, so the way I work surpasses the way you work. True. And the way I think is beyond the way you think. Also true.
Can I jump in here?
Please do.
Because some people, I think, misuse that. Into, you just never know what God's going to do, or, you know, God
they
works
get real
in
negative,
mysterious
ways,
wonders to perform. That's not what that's talking about.
No,
here.
It's
God's
not.
God's talking about his mindset, his holiness, his righteousness is so far removed from us.
It is.
And, you know, I was reading this one day, and God said, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I read it, the last verse of that chapter, but we have the mind of Christ.
But we have the mind of Christ.
And that is so cool because, yes, in natural sense, our minds are nothing but rebellion against God.
Right.
Who wants to be holy? Who wants to be righteous? But God says, that's why my ways are different from yours.
Mm-hmm.
And his ways are life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been reading in Proverbs, and it's all about, you know, there's all that life and death stuff.
Right.
His ways are life.
Yes.
The way we would normally choose is death.
Right.
You know, there is a way which seems right to a man, but the end thereof is death.
Well,
we think we're in the right.
Even in all of our anxiety and worry, my mother used to say, I'd say, stop worrying. She goes, oh, no, somebody has to worry about you. That's my job. I have to worry about you. No, that's the world thinking I have to worry. I have to be anxious. I have to be concerned and lose sleep over this problem, and it will show my child that I care about them, you know, because I'm worrying about them.
If I'm consumed with worry, then they'll know I love them. And that's just, that's kind of a wacky view of love, you know. That doesn't show anything except that you like to worry.
well, didn't God say, for God so loved the world? He doesn't say, for God so worried about all of us.
Yeah, he didn't fret. It doesn't say, so God so fretted about the world.
He was so fretting about us. He just couldn't get over his fretting. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And God did not come into this world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That's what it's all about. Worrying, anxiety, and stress tend to condemn us.
Right.
I should have done this. Oh, why didn't I do it that way? Why did I say that way in that job interview? Or why did I, oh my gosh, why did I do that?
And it also shows, going back to Luke, why are you worried, O ye of little faith?
True.
I mean, there's that correlation right there.
Yeah.
If I'm worried and fretful, then I'm not walking in faith.
That's exactly
I can't
right.
be.
Walking in fear.
And another scripture just came to mind. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Was it Psalm 27? And it's only in a couple of versions that it says it this way. But it's one of my favorites. Oh, no. Psalm 37. Fret not thyself.
Fret not.
Because of evildoers.
Fret not.
You know, that would have been a good one for a situation in church
right.
this morning.
Yes.
Fret not thyself. Because of evildoers.
Fret not.
Yeah, again.
Stop your fretting.
Yes, because you fritter away if you fret.
It's been one of those days.
But, it's true.
Stop your fretting and fussing. That's
right.
That's what this show's all about.
Because
stop fretting and fussing.
That's putting your energy in the wrong place. I mean, you know, if I'm focusing on all that, then I'm not going to be growing in the Lord. I'm going to be worried about, well, how's God going to do this? And what can I do to make this better? And all the blah, blah, blah. You know, you just get yourself all in a frenzy.
I'm going to call this show, because we have to title them on our website, Stop Fussing and Fretting. Because I think that's a good title for it. I just crossed out the one I thought it would be. Betty, talk to us about fussing and fretting.
Don't do it.
Why not?
Well, because it can consume us. It can occupy every space that we walk, everything that we talk, and we have to push it aside. We have to bury it. We have to let it go.
Right.
There is enough turmoil and trouble in this world. We as Christians, do not have to worry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the voice of truth,
mm-hmm.
this is where the peace of God can replace all of that turmoil, all of that fussing,
mm-hmm.
all of that unnecessary, and this is what we'll preach right now, unnecessary.
Right.
It is unnecessary for you to worry. It is unnecessary for you to stress over things that you have no control over.
Right.
And it's one of the things that we do as Christians is like,
yeah.
Oh, am I going to get to church on time? Am I going to do this? Am I going to do this? Give it to God and say, okay, if you're going to be late to church, get up earlier. You know, there's always a promise of God that says, if I have this, I can do this. Because remember, I can do all things through
right.
Christ. Who strengthens me.
And yes.
If you have that ability that you think you like to worry because you worry about your kids, you worry about this, you were talking about your mom. I mean, my mom, it was that same era
yeah.
of worry. That same thing, because mom went through the depression.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they were, I'm sure, very fearful at times.
Right.
That they worried about where their next meal was coming from. It was just that era. So what we have to do is we have to live above. We have to go above what we can either think or consume when it comes to worry, doubt, and fear.
Right.
Because that is not of God, people. God, if God be for us, who can be against us? And we have to overcome that, and by overcoming by the word of God.
Absolutely.
And that's what's going to set us over the top is
mm-hmm.
the word of God.
Yeah, that's it. That's what this show has become about today. Mm-hmm.
And it's just like you were talking about the word of God, you know, getting into it daily. It's just like when your car runs low, you put gas in it. If your car is overheated, you usually put water in it, antifreeze or whatever. So if you feel like that you're getting to that point where the worry, the anxiety, the fear is coming in, you've got to refuel. You've got to recharge that battery. You've got to get out of that rut. You've got to get out.
Exactly.
You've got to step outside the box and say, okay, God, I need your peace. I need to hear the voice of truth.
Right.
I need this. I need to recharge. And there are so many ways, Pastor Jim and Marcia, how we can get the Word of God in us, get it deep down in us through apps, through they can read.
Amen. Yes.
Like to read. Through, you know, even we were talking about earlier in the beginning of the show, is songs that have scripture, that are scripture based, can recharge us, can set us free. And it's so important to make reading the Word a habit.
It's got to
be in the morning, afternoon, or the evening, whenever is your time, is that you have to do that. You have to recharge yourself. Because that's when the draining comes. It's from the devil. The draining. He's gonna start pulling on you. He's gonna start putting things on you that you think that you have control over, but you don't. The Word of God, the blood of Jesus, the praying in the Spirit,
right,
can set us free, and from that fear and anger, anxiety, can set us free.
Absolutely. You know, well, we've been talking about this just now. It reminded me of my youngest little grandchild, Joel. And when he's like 6 months now, and when he gets hungry, he starts to fuss, okay? And he starts to fret that he's not going to be fed. But then when he sees that bottle, you know, you can just almost see his face change. He knows it's coming. Okay. And he grabs it. He's ready to eat, you know. Now, we should be as eager as a little 6 month old baby who wants the Word, who wants it so much. And we see our Bible and we go, oh, there it is. There it is. That's going to help me. That's what I need right now. I need some promises from God's Word to get me over this problem I'm in right now. You know what I'm saying, Betty? We should be that eager, like little Joel baby is. Little Joel B. You know?
Yeah, kind of like you with Diet Coke and
yes.
Pastor Jim with coffee.
Yes.
And me with tea.
Yes.
Is that you see, it's just like, let's say you go on vacation and you're running low on gasoline and you think, oh, maybe I'll pull into this exit. You've got to, people, we have got to start being more prepared when we face our mornings or whenever you face the world. We have to be prepared. And being prepared means that, you know, you've got your armor on, you've got your helmet of salvation, you've got your sword of the Spirit, you've got your shield of faith, is that that's what's being prepared. And that's what helps us to, I don't think of the vocabulary word, is it reflects off of us. It
right.
Reflects everything that the Satan tries to throw at us.
Oh, deflects off of us, yes.
Feet, mm-hmm. It deflects off. And it's like, I don't, you know, as soon as you, when you're prepared and you pull into that gas station, you get that gasoline, the car, you don't have to worry about running out of gas. Well, that's what we have to do with the Word of God.
Yeah.
We have got to get ourselves
yes.
to the point where we're filled to full. Okay. When we're running on empty, that's when the devil has his
that's exactly right.
greatest grandeur is to start attacking us, is when we're running on empty.
You are so right.
Pray. Word of God, peace, joy, contentment. That's when our compassion begins to kick in. That's when our joy returns, is that when our tank is full, we are full of joy. And when I say our
Amen.
Tank, it's through the Word of God. It's the more Word in, the more we can give out.
Amen.
And we have to be, in this day and age, before the Lord comes back, we have got to be prepared. And that is through the Word of God, through the reading and the listening of His Word.
Amen. 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 And Isaiah 55:11, one of the most famous and wonderful verses in the whole Bible, says, the verse before it says, you know how rain and snow come down and they water the earth? And, you know, then that mist evaporates, but they do a work. That does a work right there as it waters the flowers and yards and all that stuff. And in verse 11 of Isaiah 55, Through the pen of Isaiah, God says, so will the words that come out of my mouth not come back empty-handed. They'll do the work I sent them to do. They'll complete the assignment I gave them. God's word does a work in us. And PJ, did you want to comment on that before we do this song here? And then we're going to wrap up. I can't believe we're getting
it's
almost out of time.
Well, you know, I like this because it's when we have the word in us and we speak out, we speak forth the word and it goes out in power. God says, I'll honor it.
I'll honor it.
I will honor my word, my promises, and it won't return to me. And I like what I've got the Amplified today. It will not return to me void, useless, or without result, without
like
accomplishing
that.
What I desire.
Woo! Yeah.
And we speak what God speaks. We can expect to see something happen.
Yes.
But like Betty said, and you've said, we've all said, you got to get it inside first because it's what's inside that's going to come outside.
Absolutely. So, Spirit of the Lord, fall on us anew today.
Just bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we welcome you in this place, Lord.
Welcome into you right now. Welcome into your life
before.
In a new way.
We welcome the river of God to flow mightily through the streets of our cities, God. Hallelujah. Let it happen, God. Let it happen in us, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's open our hearts as we sing together.
Spirit of the Lord, fall on me.
That is our prayer today. Spirit of the Lord, fall afresh on your people. Wherever they are scattered around this globe, Lord, you know their needs. Lord, we as a team here today on this show, we've been doing our best that we know how to encourage people to get in your word, Lord, because that's where it's at. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on our listeners. Fill them anew with hope, with purpose, with a desire for your word, Lord, that would just go deep within them. Spirit of the Lord, set them free with your word. Teach them through your word. Encourage them with your word. Fill them anew right now with an understanding of how much they need you and your word in their lives. Lord, we don't know who they are or where they are, but you do, mighty God. So bring healing in their lives where it is needed. Bring understanding, bring wisdom. Touch their lives. Encourage them. Fill them with your glory and your presence, Lord. That is our prayer for our listeners this day. Spirit of the Lord, set us free from all those things that would keep us from loving your word. Spending time with you in the Word. Set us free, God. Fill us with your presence. That is our prayer this day. Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Talk to us, Pastor Jim.
Wow. This has been just an anointed sort of day. You know, the whole thing with the radio show, actually with our service this morning, it was the word. And you can't.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't get past it.
I mean, you can't.
The word is anointed. It,
yes.
You know, we talked about it being sharper than a two-edged sword. It's God-breathed. You know, Paul writes in 2 Timothy, it's God-breathed. It means God didn't just inspire it. He breathed it out and breathed it into
Amen.
Peter and Paul and
Woo!
Luke and John.
Yes.
The other,
yes.
You know, the other writers of the mm-hmm. Bible, Moses.
Mm-hmm.
And the prophets, he breathed it out.
He did.
And through them, got us the word. It's not just words on paper. It is God pouring himself into these words.
Amen.
That's why, you know, the word is alive. The word is food. The word is manna.
It is.
Jesus called himself the bread of life.
Amen.
And he said, unless you eat my flesh, and I remember, you know, John 1:14, the word became flesh.
Flesh.
Unless
yes.
you eat the word.
Yes. Then, God's words.
Then you will have eternal life.
Yes, you got to have it.
It's not just man's musings about God. It's God's communication to us. It was not written from man to God. It was written from God to man.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so important to get into the Word. God has given a promise for,
yes.
I'll dare say, everything in your life in the Bible.
Right.
But unless you get into it, you're not going to know they're there.
You're not going to know.
And, you know, ask the Holy Spirit, you know, to guide your Bible study, to anoint your eyes that you can see.
Amen.
You know, you can, and not just see it, but hear it, meditate on it, which means to just chew it up, spit it back up, chew it up some more.
Right.
Just keep it always in front of you. And I think that's why, you know, symbolically, the Jews were to wear the phylacteries and the stuff on their, you know, on their hands with the scriptures in them.
Yeah.
Well, we need to do that, not physically, but we need to always keep the word.
Right there.
Right there. And right here. Always. Right in our hearts. Always.
Exactly. Oh, absolutely. Wow. Praise God. Betty, talk to us. I so agree with all this. Changes your life.
Amen. You know, it's the living water. You know, we talked about coffee and Diet Coke and so forth. But you know what? The living water is what refreshes us. It's what gives us the energy to, you know, to carry out our day, to carry out our daily activities.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that's just really been on my heart today is that if some of our listeners, whether it be now or in the future, that if you need prayer, if you don't understand what we've been talking about, if you want to know this Jesus that we've been talking about, if you want us to help you or pray through any situation, please, please send a prayer request.
Yes.
To prayers at bohmglobal.com.
Amen.
We want help. That's a part of this ministry, is mm-hmm. to help those whose lives are hurting, who are heartbroken, or who need just a word of encouragement. We want to help you.
Amen.
And we want you to know the Jesus that we're talking about, the loving, kind, wonderful person that he is, that he loves us all the same, that no matter our color, no matter our religion, no matter what, God loves you, and
Amen.
He wants you to be free, and he wants you, and we all want, when that one day comes, when that, you know, the eastern skies open up,
mm-hmm.
is that he wants his children to come home.
Amen.
And if you want to do that, please send us a request, and we'll be glad to pray with you. And I pray that Jesus' love and his peace surround you.
Amen.
And may you all today rest in his peace.
Beautiful. Very well said. Thank you, Betty Thomas, you wonderful saint of God, wonderful friend that puts up with PJ so much. also me. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
God bless you.
You're welcome.
God bless you. God bless you. Pastor Jim, give us some final thoughts. That was beautiful, Betty.
The word.
That's it.
And I would say this, too, because this kept coming up today. 1 Corinthians 1:20.
2 Corinthians 1:20.
Every promise that God has made to you is yes in Jesus.
Yes.
And you can, in faith, say, amen, it is so.
Yes. Do it. Get in your Bible. You say, well, I don't know where to begin. We really encourage people to start with the book of John in the New Testament. We quoted some of that today from John chapter 1. And it will bless you so much. I would start with the book of John. It goes actually through the resurrection, Jesus' life teaching, and so much in there that's amazing, the book of John. Also, I always recommend that people get into Psalms if they're having difficulties, anxieties, problems. David went through so much, and David wrote a lot of the Psalms, not all of them, but a lot of them. And David was able to really minister how so often we get anxious and we feel worried and concerned, and he really answers that. And especially in Psalm 1, where he talks about when we delight in the Word of God, Psalm 1, verse 3, you know, when we delight ourselves in the Word and meditate on the Word, how we are like trees that are planted by the rivers of water that bring forth our fruit in our season, our leaf does not wither, and in whatsoever we do, we prosper. That's Psalm 1, just a few little verses right there that really set the tone for the whole book of Psalms, that this is what it's all about. Get in the Word. That's what this show is all about. Our Facebook post is Words of Life, and that's what it's all about. So you can go to our Facebook post and get a lot of the Word down on the inside of you. Also, these shows, there's so many. There are hundreds on our website, which is bohmglobal.com. Go there and go to broadcasts, and there's tons, literally hundreds of shows on our website for you to listen to and get the Word of God down on the inside of you. We encourage you to do that. If you want to be a financial partner with us, it goes towards the payment of radio shows. Just go to our website, bohmglobal.com. The bottom of the homepage, go to donations. It will open up a PayPal thing for you to be able to give your finances towards this radio ministry. God bless every single one of you scattered around the globe. You can hear this show again on Saturday and Sunday coming up at 10 a.m. Eastern on www.starcomradionetwork.com. Heard in many cities and many countries through that syndication where we are on there every weekend, Saturday, Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern, starcomradionetwork.com. Catch these shows. Get them down on the inside of you. And remember, always remember, it's not far to Jesus. And there's no distance from the love of God for you. God loves you so very much and has you in mind all the time in his heart. He's got your name on the palm of his hand. God bless you. Have a great week. This has been Pastor Jim Ellsbury, my associate pastor, Betty Thomas from Connersville, Indiana, and me, Pastor Marcia McAllister, bringing you the Word of God today. God bless you. Have a great week. See you next week right here. Same time, same channel, 3 o'clock. Amen. See ya.